What happened to restraint? That's the title, that's the topic of today's Daily Dose. So we live in this culture that, I mean, just turn on the television, just open up your eyes and you see that it's out of control. We live in a culture that's lacking restraint. I mean, just look at some of these headlines. This is what's happening in our nation right now. Check this out. Here's a headline: security guard killed protecting bystanders from looters as smash and grab crimes rage nationwide. And so here's another headline. It says that a flash mob of 20 to 30 suspected looters struck Best Buy electronics store in Minnesota on Black Friday and managed to get away before police arrived. And then here's another one out on the West Coast. San Francisco hit with flash mob looting over the weekend. And another one, thieves storm Home Depot, take crowbars as cops fear more looting. Look, stores are closing left and right. Definitely this is happening in San Francisco right now. Why? One of the reasons is because they've actually made shoplifting or stealing, they've made it okay. It's not a crime anymore. They won't even arrest you in the San Francisco Bay Area if what you steal is valued at under $1,000. So thieves are actually running into these stores with calculators. They're grabbing everything they can. They're calculating to make sure that it's under $1,000, and then they're walking right out and nobody stops them. They've removed restraint. There's no more restraint. And to make things worse, we still hear about this thing, defund the police. Defund the police. Well, how's that working out for us, right? In fact, you look at the communities, the cities where they've defunded the police, where they've been messing with the funding of the police, where they've been just hamstringing the police from doing their job, and those cities, crime is out of control. It's not working out so great, right? People are getting hurt. Businesses are being destroyed. And because of that, people are then losing their jobs because of these closings. And people are even getting killed in the process of all of this. Here's the reality. When you remove restraint, rebellion is going to fill the void. Check out what God has to say about all this. Proverbs 13, verse 34 says this. It says, whoever spares the rod, in other words, whoever removes restraint, hates their children. But the one who loves their children is careful to discipline them. Now, we understand this. It's very obvious. This proverb is speaking to parents, speaking about how they raise their children. And a parent who restrains and disciplines their child is the one who actually loves their child. While the one who doesn't restrain their kids is showing them hatred. That's some serious stuff, man. Children need restraint. They need discipline. They need guardrails in their life. And so do we. So do you. So do I. And so does our culture. So does our society. And without restraint, I'm just going to say it, without restraint, all hell breaks loose. And we're seeing it around our nation right now. Do you remember when the cities, so many of them around our country, were on fire as people lacked restraint and they torched entire communities? This happens in our own lives as well. When we're not restrained, we can end up torching our own lives, torching our relationships, torching our marriages. We can torch our walk with the Lord. Remove restraint, remove accountability, remove consequences. As our flesh rises up, it's going to be like a kid in the candy store. Our flesh is just going to say, awesome, awesome, I'm free to take control again, right? It's like a kid in the candy, or it's like Pastor Eric, it's like me in an ice cream shop. I'll tell you what, without restraint, without accountability, without consequences, leave me alone in an ice cream shop, it wouldn't take long and I'd weigh 500 pounds. That's how it would work. But you say, look, I don't want anyone telling me what to do. I don't want anyone controlling me. Well, here's what Scripture would say to you on that. Scripture says that no discipline, no restraint, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but even painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who've been trained by it. That's Hebrews 12:11. Then Proverbs 25:28. Paints this picture for us. It says this, like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control. And I look at that proverb and then I look around at the world around us right now And I say, this is what so many of our cities actually look like. They're broken through. And it's what many people's lives look like right now. So what if instead of these smash and grab crimes where people break things and steal things, hey, I've got a better idea. What if we lived in a culture where people would grab the Word of God, put it in their hearts, hide it in their hearts? What would happen if that were our culture? What effect would it have if our culture was self-controlled? I want to conclude with this truth. And I want to conclude with this charge from 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 3. Scripture says that His divine power, God's divine power, has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He's given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, check this out, what? Self-control. And to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So with that, beloved, I want to encourage you, go out, smash and grab your Bible today. You know what I'm saying? Grab that Bible today. Open it up. Get filled up with God's transforming truth. Practice self-control and share the gospel of Jesus with this lost and hurting world.